But right now on the line, we have with us the reelected mayor of Lorain, Chase Rittenour. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So, what did you think about your victory last night?
I was, certainly any victory is a big thank you to the voters for returning me. The margin I was really happy with. You know, you work hard all campaign season, and you chips are going to fall where they fall on election night, and you never quite know exactly how it's going to go. But I thank the voters of Lorain. I think they validated a lot of the things that we've been trying to do, and I'm honored to have another term to continue to move our city forward.
Was your first term pretty much what you expected? Were there surprises in there? How do you size it up?
I think we made a lot of progress in a pretty condensed window, but we had to do some things that were, we made some difficult decisions and some tough calls. But to me, position of mayor needs to be one where you're constantly pushing to move things forward. You can't tread water, and I never wanted to go into it and try to make decisions about how to keep the job. I wanted to make decisions based on how to move the city forward. But, it's a very challenging position. Lack of resources, certainly not lack of needs. And, that was one of the things that in the first term, is it becomes, abundantly clear very quickly of the enormity of what the city needs to do and the lack of resources, especially considering the downward pressure from Columbus. But ultimately, I think we're able to get some things done, and I'm looking forward to focusing on that in the second term.
Well, you're talking about pushing forward. What's on the agenda?
I think a lot of what we did the first 4 years is certainly on the agenda. Continued roadway focus, continued demolition of blight. We've seen some great downward movement in our violent crime rate, down over a third in the last 2 years, and our budget, making sure that's stabilized. But, next year is going to be, I think, a challenging budget year. So that's really going to be the first quarter of this coming year is to tackle the budget. If the mills remain down, if the oil and gas doesn't come back, we're going to have to figure out how to deal with less revenue. But more of an exciting topic, the Broadway streetscape, I think you guys talked about it yesterday, or I know EOL was talking about it yesterday. Rebuilding Broadway, pivoting off of Rockin' on the River, and some of the exciting things like Brewfest and Firefish. Our waterfront, development of our waterfront. Our downtown, we've got any number of developers and investors looking, and some who are starting to put their money where their mouth is and make some offers on some buildings that have been vacant for a while. So. The redevelopment of the downtown area and the core of the city is going to be something on the forefront, without a doubt. The west side of our city, making sure that the growth and development is smart growth out there. And, ultimately in the other parts of our city, investing in our neighborhoods and improving infrastructure. But, I think there's a lot of exciting things that could be here in the short future for the city of Lorain. I think we got a glimpse of it with some of the entertainment and festivals in the downtown area, and I think we're going to have a real opportunity to build on that in the next 4 years.
We're talking with Lorain Mayor Chase Rittenour, reelected yesterday by voters in that city. The Broadway streetscape, is that a go, and what does it involve?
Council approved on Monday us engineering the plan. So we had a public hearing, and we took those comments, and we put some renderings together. And now we're going to take those renderings and put actual official drawings together. But that's going to involve some center median areas, expanded sidewalks, so that establishments could have outdoor dining or outdoor sales or more activity on the sidewalk, better signage, better lighting. And all these things are things that people who've been in the downtown area have talked about. But we've tried to formulate it based on, believing that, Lorain is going to be Lorain. We're not trying to copy off of anybody. We're never going to be a carbon copy of Ohio City or Gordon Square or Tremont. But there are aspects of those areas where I think we can incorporate. I think ultimately we're going to be Lorain. But when you look at some of the successful areas, right now that have redeveloped, I think you see some of that in the streetscape. with what they've been able to do, the walkability, more outdoor dining, like I said, more of a median strip, signage area that I think it lends itself to shops, to dining, to being sort of a connector to Black River Landing for Rockin' on the River. And I think ultimately those two things, the Black River Landing and our downtown, are going to be what feeds the development of, I refer to them as finger piers right behind City Hall, that undeveloped lakefront property. So it all goes hand in hand. It's very exciting. So the drawing or the engineering is going to start here shortly. The waterline project on Broadway is going to start December 1st. And, you know, we've got new waterline, new roadway, and then the streetscaping. So all that's going to be rolling pretty heavy into 2016. So that's a major project on the docket going into the new year.
Well, you got a lot there entering into your second term. Chase Rittenour, Mayor of Lorain, newly elected. Congratulations. And I know we'll be talking again in the months and time ahead. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.